barbed wire. No, barbed wire, you put a barbed wire is a single wire with some prongs in thorn. I call it thorns, like prongs in it. You know the sticks? That's barbed wire. Well, you generally put about 4 feet or 5 feet of netting, and then you put one, two, or three barbed wires on top of it. Depending, and if you was making a hog fence or that you didn't want to go under it, you'd put a barbed wire at the bottom. So anything that rooted in that barbed wire, you know, the prongs and that barbed wire would cut them so they wouldn't root. But then you'd put about two barbed wires or three, depending how strong you wanted the fence, so nothing wouldn't be jumping on it, you know, or jumping across.
Now, you, cotton and corn was grown in
a field.
Okay.
Yeah, in a field.
The cotton came up and you had to do what?
The first one, after it would come up, well, if you had a good stand, they'd call that. I mean, if it came up well, sometime, and if it was too dry or it was too wet, well, your seed would either rot if it being too dry in the ground too long, or if it was too wet, the ground would rot it, you know. Well, you'd have to replant it again. But after you had a good stand, well, then you'd take it and the first thing you'd do, you'd sweep your middles, I believe. Had what they, a little plow that called sweep. You'd clean out all your middles. And then when your cotton was up enough, you know, out of the row, then you'd cultivate it. And then after you'd cultivate it, well, then you'd come along, it was big enough, you'd hoe it, thin it out, and hoe it.
So you were?
Yeah, thin, cultivate, and then you'd thin it out, take and hoe your cotton, and you'd leave the amount of cotton you wanted, and then you'd work it again, you'd sweep your middles, cultivate it again, then after about the second hoeing, you'd work it again, then you'd call it, you'd lay it by, leave it there until it makes what it can.
What do you call grass that grows up in a cotton field where you don't want it?
I call it bad grass. But
you had that?
But that's crab grass or Bermuda grass, crab grass, purple burrs.
Yeah.
Things like that.
Okay. Now,
thistles or anything like that.
You told me when you milk, what did you milk in when you were milking?
Zinc buckets.
What was it like?
Well, it was just like a bucket. You hold a bucket in your hand.
Was it made out of?
Out of galvanized. Or it could have been galvanized. It could have been enamel, you know? A granite, you know what they call granite bucket?
Stone? Granite?
No, it's made out of
Now you draw
it's made out of metal, but it's got an enamel outside. It breaks. They call that granite. And it don't give you cancer or nothing like that. Only if it breaks. But this galvanized or metal, you know, it's not out of metal or galvanized.
You carried water in a.
Well, you carried water. You generally have a. Those that didn't have in those days, that you had to pump your water or pump it up with a bucket. You had a big, a big 10-gallon stone jar. And every night you'd draw your big jar full of water. That was in our kitchen. We'd fill that big stone jar full of clear, cool water. And that was what we'd use that night, you know, wash dishes or drink or whatever we needed water for. And Pop had fresh cattle. He had big jars. In those days, you'd take a big wooden barrel and you'd